Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from the studios of KKNW here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States on 1150 AM. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that if we all work together, we can make this world a much better and happier place. I'll be going back to Mount Shasta twice this year, from July 1st to the 8th, and again from August 27th to September 3rd. We always see lots of Sasquatch and many UFOs flying around the mountain, and we always meet Adama and the people of Telos and the Hollow Earth. Most importantly, we always experience many miracle healings at the mountain, and the cost is just $200 per person. Includes free camping. If you'd like to go, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at either toll-free at 1-888-879-8339 or at 509-750-9793. In addition, this year, from May 17th to June 5th, I'll be taking a small group of people to Peru to visit one of the world's most spiritual places, Machu Picchu. We'll also be visiting Cusco and Ollantaytambo, Pisac and the Sacred Valley, Lake Titicaca, the Nazca Lines, and Paracas, which is on the coast of Peru and which has a museum of hybrid human and extraterrestrial skulls. We'll also be meeting local Inca shaman, who will give healing sessions for those who want it. And side trips will be available as well to the Amazon jungle. The trip should really be out of this world. The cost is $497 with airfare and accommodations extra. And psychic readings will also be available. If you're interested, please send me an email. Also, I'm still raising money for clean water for the Hopi and Navajo Indians in Arizona. For the past 60 or 70 years, they've been drinking contaminated arsenic and radiation water. But with the help of Liam McLaughlin and the Clean Water Foundation of Washington, Michiko Hayashi, the Moto Peace Project, and Martha Chadras of the Natural Choice Network, we've been raising money to pay for these for new water filters so they can drink clean water. For only $125, a beautiful new water filter can be purchased to provide clean water for a family for many, many years for both the Hopi and Navajo. The contribution is tax deductible. If you'd like more information, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I'm going to be bringing on Michiko again from Tokyo in a few minutes to say some prayers on the virus, but I wanted to let everyone know just before going on air, I had an important message from our president, John F. Kennedy, who came to me and wanted to channel this message for you today. This is directly from President Kennedy. My fellow Americans, fear not. Because as Winston Churchill said during World War II, we only have fear itself to fear, which is nothing. I am with you on the other side, and I've never stopped being your president since I was assassinated in 1963. I and Jackie, the First Lady, and all of our angel friends and guardian angels are helping you get through this difficult time. The virus will no longer be a threat by the end of May, with most things returning to normal by June, because just as fast as the virus appeared, it will also just as fast disappear from this planet. It was created as a bioweapon to harm humanity, but the negative entities who created and released this virus will fail in their efforts. Please do not listen to this negativity. Instead, rise up and love each other, and do not listen to the mainstream media. You also do not listen to false leaders who will take away your freedom. You are all powerful spiritual beings who are creating a beautiful, new, and wonderful world, and nothing can stop this new ascension. We are at the finish line for a beautiful new earth. We are all here for a reason, and I know you will be successful. Godspeed to all of you listening today, and please know that the new earth is almost here. I tried to create this beautiful new world when I was president in the 1960s, but because it's humanity's destiny to create a beautiful, peaceful, and harmonious and loving planet, you are now ascending. Let no one and nothing stop you on this path to happiness. I am John F. Kennedy. Jackie and I are always with you, and we love you all. That came in just before going on air. I have now I would like for Eric to please play. Eric, if you could please play the Ask Not speech here, please. Thank you.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Thank you.
My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
That was John F. Kennedy, and after I channeled, got that message, Nikola Tesla came in, and he wanted me to give this message. It's a shorter message, but still very powerful. He says, the technology exists now to get rid of the virus, and many countries have this healing technology, but so far they are not sharing it. He also says that fear creates a low vibration and supports the virus, so keep your spirits high and in love as much as possible. He also says stay away from the new 5G cell towers because they open up the body to the virus and harms the body's immune system. He also says all 5G cell towers worldwide should be shut down immediately because they are helping to spread the virus. The virus also has to do with consciousness, and so we all have to stay out of fear and try to get in as high a vibration as possible. Mr. Tesla says our consciousness controls the planet and our reality, and many people are stuck in a lower consciousness, which feeds the virus. So again, he says, stay away from fear and negativity, and thus change the vibration of the planet to a more positive one. We are helping to heal the planet and ourselves with high vibrations and positive thinking. Fear-based thinking makes it work. It will be a good lesson for all of us during this time to learn that we need to turn within to our spirit guides and higher self to find guidance and the truth of what's going on. He also says to stay away from mainstream media, which is fear-based and not telling the truth. That was from Nikola Tesla. And with that, I'd like to bring on Michiko again from Tokyo. And Michi, thank you so much for coming on again. I really appreciate it.
Hi, Ted. Well, thank you so much for having me again. The messages from John F. Kennedy, former President John F. Kennedy and Nikola Tesla were really beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing these messages.
They both came through within the last hour, just before
wow,
I was going on.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah. They just
came they in. Really touched my heart. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it was very interesting because yesterday, my dear meditation group in India, all over the world, this organization, the centers are around the world. It's called Brahma Kumaris. And Ted, I introduced you to this organization, Brahma Kumaris.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate
you're
that
welcome.
So much.
Sure. The top of this Brahma Kumaris, Dadi Janki, her physical body passed yesterday, and we all meditated yesterday. My time was 7 o'clock at night. I meditated for her. That time I saw bright light came in several times into my third eye, and also I saw Dadi Janki embracing the whole earth with her two arms with love. So that was so beautiful because she knows what is going on right now. And I think with her love and appreciation to all people and making sure that everyone is loved and everyone will be all right.
Good. Wow, what a beautiful message. Thank you.
You're
wow,
welcome.
I really appreciate it. Yeah, I really appreciate
sure.
it.
Yeah. So you know, everybody, we have never experienced this, but I know this will go. This is just the turbulence before we have this harmonious world.
Right. Absolutely. I wanted to share while you're on the air, Michi, and get your comments mm-hmm. too on this. This is a message from our friends, Carolyn White, a wonderful aura reader and psychic in Olympia. She has laryngitis today, so she can't talk. But she sent me this message to give from Matthias, which is an interesting message, and I want to share this with my listeners now. It's a short message. Okay. Matthias was reincarnated as the 13th apostle, and it's been her guide for many years. And he states he wants to give this message. Greetings, dear ones. Much confusion is arising from the origin of this corona, the crown virus. Is it man-made or naturally occurring? if each and every one of you realizes that you are a powerful sovereign being, a co-creator of your universe, then, excuse me, you had an aha moment. You, the people of this planet, have collectively manifested this crown virus. Yes, there are lessons to be learned from this. The major one being that you collectively can uncreate the virus. Do not view this uncreation as waging a war on an enemy. To do so creates negative energy, so many of the energetic bottom feeders relish. The virus, like yourself, is a living entity, albeit in a crystalline form, which exists interdimensionally between this third density and 3.5 density. Collectively, all of you chose to reincarnate on this planet and be here at this time. Some of you chose to experience the most deleterious effects of the virus pass from this 3D world. Please, those remaining on this planet, pray for the souls who follow this path, as many remain earthbound, having passed in isolation without the touch of family or friends. Please pray for those cremated less than 3 days after passing, as their soul essence in the pineal gland did not have time to reintegrate with spirits. For those here on the planet, how do we deal with our creation? Like you, the virus seeks to preserve itself and live. Unlike your true nature, though, this virus thrives on fear and lower vibrations. So if the virus has no more food, energetic substance, it will no longer find a home on this planet. So more than ever, you as conscious co-creators need to live, love, and laugh. Be sensible and keep your vibrations in alignment with joy. Reclaim your sovereignty, join with others, and thank the virus for providing the planet life's lessons. Collectively surround the virus with beautiful pink and golden white light and ask that the white light transform the virus for the highest good of all. So be it. Blessings.
Beautiful.
Another beautiful message. Absolutely.
You know, I remember very clearly as that was part of my presentation during your Galactic Wisdom Conference,
right.
This time, because of this coronavirus issue, I gave part of my presentation was about Dr. Emoto's huddle vibration. And I, more than, like about 20 years ago, when we had this SARS virus came in to Japan and Asian countries, Dr. Emoto clearly said at that time, he said, the viruses are the 3.5 dimensional beings. So the remedy of the third dimensional remedy cannot really be effective or help them. The only way we can help is with vibrational huddle technology. That means huddle vibration is our thoughts, our emotions, everything is vibration. So when he said love and gratitude is the most beautiful vibration that can help, that can heal people. So, you know, he was saying that 20 years ago.
Right. Well, there's something very important I want to tell people. You made Corona water and you left it here.
Mm-hmm.
And for people who'd like to give a donation to the children's charity, Emoto Peace Project, just pay for shipping and whatever donation, we can send you a bottle. We have bottles left. So if people are interested, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And I'd be happy to send you a bottle. I have the bottles here with me.
Yes, I made Corona protection water. So yeah, if people are interested, they can contact you and you can please send those waters to those people who really feel they need it.
Right. Could you explain a little bit about how HADA works, Michi, so people understand the principle?
Mm-hmm. Okay, everything is vibration. And when something occurs, like problems, mostly because that's when we really need help. When we're in a good condition, we don't really need any help. So with the problems that we have, including virus and physical problem, Dr. Emoto discovered using the machine, a vibrational machine, and what the root cause was, and everything in even in emotions and chemicals and everything has yin and yang, positive and negative. The opposite of love is greed. And so, like, when you love someone, you want to possess her or possess him. That's greed. And it's the opposite of love. But when you are focusing on this greed, then you feel it's not harmonious. That will be harming that love that you have. So at that time, we give the positive vibration of that greed, which is love, to water, then have that person drink that water, then it will be neutralized. With this virus also, when there is problem like virus, then we discover what is the cause, vibrational cause we need to neutralize this virus or protect them. And after getting these codes, I don't know how, but my expert Yoshi finds them using his real professional machine, and then he shares those codes with us. And then I may imprinted all the waters with these vibrational codes to protect from virus. And we can do that with emotions, problems, I mean physical problems or human relations or any actions. Like sometimes I'm not good at organizing things and there's a reason why. And so that's what we do with the vibration using the Haddo machine.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And what I thought was interesting is that Nikola Tesla said that the technology exists right now on the planet to cure the virus.
But sure.
Many governments know it and have it, but they haven't chosen to share it.
Well, but, you know, we can heal. It's right now what we have to do is just stay in high vibration, in a good, healthy emotional state. And if we know any healing method, we should be sharing. And so many people around the world, I noticed that because of this lockdown, people want to buy everything for themselves, but instead of just possessing, sharing. And this is a time of learning to share, to care, to help, to be service for other people, to spend time with family, to cook, to go back to something that we forgot to do, and something important that will help everyone, each other. And so, you know, if we know there's healing method, we should be sharing. So I'm happy that I can share this water with everyone. And if people can donate for a Emote Peace Project, I'm happy and grateful. If not, but if they need water, I would like them to contact us. And that's something that we can be doing. And if each eye do it, this world will change immediately.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And I think it's important for people to maintain positivity through this difficult time. Because if you go down and you get into the fear mode, it'll just do nothing but feed the virus as well. So if you're in a good mood and a high vibration, it'll help. I think it really
exactly.
Really will help,
you know, it is important to know what's going on, but I mean, when we turn on the TV and see the media, the news, and then that's the only thing people are focusing on. Many people are focusing on and being more and more scared of this. But instead, I mean, it's important to stay safe, be away from people hugging and all that, or going to be in a crowd. It's important at this time. Mm-hmm. Washing hands are very important, but we don't have to, not necessarily we have to be in a state of fear and worrying and all that low vibration. But instead we can be happy and laughing, sharing something good and just go by this critical time with everyone together. We can do that.
I think if we're so close to the ascension, and I think this is just a way for the negative elements, if you will, to try to derail us. But I still see us ascending. I've gotten many questions around the world during the past week, asking whether we are still on track for the ascension. And I think we absolutely are. Everything is still on track. And
it's
we're gonna get through this.
Mm-hmm, sure. It's like, because here in Japan, we have a lot of trains running. And when the train changes the railway, like there's a switch, then instead of going straight, we go to the left or right. Then at that very moment where we switch the rail, then we have the turbulence. And I think that's what the Earth is going through right now, from the old time to the new time, you know.
Right.
So that's a turbulence we're going, and it doesn't go right away. We do maybe have a little bit of difficulties, but knowing that it will be a better world if we stay in positive and helping each other, learning from this experience. And
right.
We have to learn from this. There's something that we have to learn. What is the learning? It is love, sharing, respecting, and being grateful, and learning about truth of water also. And I remember Dr. Emoto always said that when we finally learn about the truth of water, that loving gratitude, then the world will be finally a better and beautiful world.
Sure.
And I really believe in that too.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And it's just right around the corner. And I think the message I've got, I mentioned this before, by the end of May, the virus will no longer be a threat, and I see things getting back to normal by June, frankly. So, and that's not very long off. I mean, 2 months ago, hardly anybody had heard of the virus, but yet it rose so rapidly. Now it's plateauing in North America here. It's already... there's been no new cases in China for some time, and I think it's going to have the same kind of bell curve that is experienced in China. It'll act the same way here, and so it's going to happen. And I think this, what we're dealing with now, will be a temporary thing, and it's a lesson for us all to learn to love one another. Spend time with our families. Know that there are good things still ahead of us.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That's something that I wanted to say. And we just say, I mean, just in my previous interview with you here, said that people are the one who are putting the label of this bacteria or virus being a negative bad being. But originally, I mean, nothing is bad. They are there just because they have their life.
Right.
And we are the ones who are making them, putting the label, saying, oh, this is a bad one. Like, for example, when I'm born, it depends on my environment, whether I become a good person or not. If I was raised and my environment was... is good and positive and loving and sharing. That's something that my environment is, and I will be the one who will be sharing and loving and caring about people, others, because that's the world I knew, I learned.
Right.
But when I'm born and my environment, people around me keep saying that, Michi, you are the bad person. You are so bad. You're terrible and awful and you're this and that. Then that's how I will be, who I will be, because of the environment creating me like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the world I was raised. So instead of making this virus like an enemy, we should be just being neutral. Learning is important, but let's not making it enemy. Mm-hmm. And let's send love, gratitude, or just Ho'oponopono saying, I'm so sorry for making it, putting you like an enemy, making you an enemy, but you're not.
Right.
And please forgive us, and thank you, and we love you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It will start to change. I know it will, because all the bacterias from the movie, from Tetsu's movie, from the professors, inventors of EM, effective microorganism, those mm-hmm. are bacterias. When we say, as we spray bacteria to the soil, we say, thank you, I love you, then they grow, they become even better beings, bacteria, and help soil become much better, and all of the fruits and vegetables grow much better. So, you know, bacteria, a virus, human beings are small like bacteria from mm-hmm. when we look down from the universe. Mm-hmm. So we're the same.
Right.
It's just the difference of the size.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something, that's a lesson that we can learn from this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And help each other, caring about each other, and learning something important, what we can do at home to send love and gratitude to water, to everything we have, to life we have, to mm-hmm. to all the beautiful nature we have. And when we look around, all the flowers start blooming in spring, and they're not wearing masks in Tokyo.
Yeah, they're not.
I mean, in Japan, everybody's wearing masks, and it's good right now. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. look at dogs, cats, birds, everything, all others, nothing's wearing masks or anything.
Mm-hmm. That's
they
true.
They are here. Yeah,
yep,
they're
true.
Here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So we're part of nature. We're part of this earth. So mm-hmm. let's be humble, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's be humble. Let's say thank you and I love you to everything we have.
Yeah, well, we have a wonderful, beautiful future ahead of us. And we have to know that's on our way, you know?
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, so
what we can do is to yeah, me too. I am actually excited. I feel I should not really say this, because the truth is there are so many people who have been affected by this, and there are so many people who have been going through difficult time. I mean, with the business wise, economy is going through a critical time. So it's actually, I mean, the truth is, it's not a really easy time, a happy time for many people, but we can change it. But we can have hope always, and visualize that all nature in brilliant vibration and golden, beautiful earth.
Okay.
That's what we can do.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I'm gonna bring on. This is I had Jill Tower from Montana on standby.
Oh, hi, Jill. Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to bring her on now, Eric, and I'd like to have her join the conversation, and then we'll stay on there, Mitchie. I want to join. Have you join too? And she's a wonderful, wonderful person, wonderful psychic. Jill, are you there?
I am.
Okay,
how
good.
You?
Thank you so much. Oh, fine, Jill. It's been a long time since we talked, but. Anyway, it's good to talk to you. And what's your view of the coronavirus, and how can we best heal the community, heal people, and prevent it?
Well, I really like your messages that you gave from JFK and Tesla today. And what I'm hearing is that we need to change the vibration so that the virus will be turned into a harmless form. And
mm-hmm.
so if we can keep ourselves up and not let ourselves get brought back down into 3D with the fear-based things that are going on and being scared, it's a scary time for everybody, but to have faith in faith that this too will pass and learn what we need to learn. Your show has been great. I'm hearing everything that you're hearing on the show.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Jill's Mitchie's on the line, too. You can say hi to her if you like.
Hey, Mitch. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Jill? It's so good to be here with you, Jill.
Good. Glad you made it back safely.
Oh, yes. Yes, I was very fortunate. Everything was very smooth, and so I'm good.
Good.
You know, I want to introduce everyone to Jill Tower. She's a wonderful theta healer and a psychic from Montana. I can't pronounce the name of where you live, though. If you could pronounce it for me, Jill. It's an Indian name.
it's a Crow Indian name.
Okay. Okay. You took the words right out of my mouth. Okay, good. All right. All right. But Jill's a wonderful psychic, and we've got some time left before Tom Palladino comes on and talks about his healing program for the coronavirus. But what else do you see, Jill, from the other side, from messages you get from the other side?
Let's see what I heard today. There is good, but there is good in the virus. But whoever created it, I think this is how it was told to me from spirit.
Uh-huh.
But when it was created, the the people that created it, their intention, that doesn't mean the scientists, it means the people that actually wanted it created and funded it, their intention was not good. And so
right.
That's in there too. So it can be a dangerous thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we really need to stay positive and spread love to the planet and everybody on the planet and be wise right now. Listen to what they're telling us to do and stay positive in your homes and away from people so we can be responsible and help others.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Jill and Ted, if I may, can I ask you, this has never happened before. I mean, this is a world, this virus has been wrapping this whole earth, it seems like almost. Can you see why this happened? This is an earth thing. It's not just the Asian or American continent. The whole world. And what is the, why, do you know why and what the message is from your point of view or from your guide?
Well, from what I hear from spirit, there's trust things going on as far as people need to learn trust. There's a lot of people that defy authority that need to work on themselves in that way. What else are you hearing, Ted?
Actually, you know, the family has been so atomized during the last century with people living and working in different cities away from their family, families split apart. It's been very harmful. But this is a way, it's maybe not the best way, but it's forced people to stay home and with their families because they don't have anywhere else to go. And I think in a way that's a good thing. I don't like seeing businesses hurt though, many businesses being shut down. But on the other side of the coin, it's good for people home to reconnect with their families. Maybe husband and wife work so much that they never see each other. I mean, that can happen. They work different shifts. And this is a time for everyone to slow down collectively. And in addition to seeing family, it's also a time to realize that you're not getting all the correct information from the mainstream media, which is controlled, but instead to trust your higher self and go within to your own spirit guides to listen to what you should do and be grateful for having the support of other family and friends around you.
Yes, exactly. And a time to...
Beautiful.
I think Michi said this too, a time to start caring for one another. And
right.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Jill, are you there? Okay, I didn't know whether you finished
good.
Or not. So.
Yeah.
You know, I think when I think about from the perspective of Dr. Emoto's water crystals, I am happy that, in a way, I am happy that people are home and cooking, because when I travel so many different countries and places, less and less these days, people are cooking at home and eating with the family. But instead, more and more people are buying food from outside. But the water shows the crystals from mother's cooking or cooking homemade with our own hands with love and gratitude that makes beautiful crystals, whereas instant food is more like a plastic bag shape. And so I'm glad that we're going back and at home we're cooking. It's important. So there's
absolutely.
So many things, you know, we can learn from this.
Okay, good, good. Mitchie and Jill, if you could hold on for a minute. My friend Jason from Vancouver just called in. He got tied up at work, but he's just on hold now. And I can give him a few minutes for messages.
Please
I want
do.
You both, Mitchie and Jill to be there, but I want to bring Jason and bring some messages in from Adama. Jason, are you there? Yeah, we'll bring,
Ted.
Jason.
How are you?
Oh, fine, my friend. I'm so glad you could call in.
I just surrendered, so.
Okay. Good. Good, my friend. Well, we've got maybe 5-6 minutes, maybe 7 minutes, or 420 seconds for you to come on and give some messages from Adama. So, if you wanted to, use your cell phone or, you know, I know you have his telephone number. Just give him a call and see what he'd like to say today on the virus would be great. So, We'll wait while you dial in. So that would be great.
It's down by just a moment.
Okay, that's fine.
Ted?
Yes, Jill.
I love these messages that Jason brings.
Oh, yeah. He's a wonderful man. And he brings Adama in from the Hollow Earth, from Telos. And they're always very loving messages, full of wisdom.
Yes, I love them.
Yeah.
Me too. And, you know, Jason is a really sweet person, too. So I'm happy that he can share this message from Adama.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So let's wait now for a minute and let him bring in Adama.
Good day, beloved beings.
Good day, Adama. Thank you so much for being here.
Every day is so amazing. One knows where to look.
Mm-hmm.
Let's jump in, shall we? What is going on the surface of the earth, Gaia? It's not all what it seems. There's so much going on behind the curtain. So many positive outcomes are ready for humanity. What one is looking at on the news is an illusion. It's not what's going on. Yes, there are ones have the virus, and the virus was released by the dark ones. Yet, the energies are too high for this virus to do anything other than peak and disappear. It all relates to one's thoughts. If one thinks they're going to get the virus, if one thinks everything's going to happen to them, that is what one attracts. So one doesn't want that. Change your thoughts. Be more positive. Find the silver lining in everything. It's so important. The thoughts that one issues, one sends out, are so important. And for one, to stop. If they're going to have any fear come, if they feel any confusion, just to stop. Feel within the heart. And if there's anything that creates confusion, doubt, or fear, coming from a place of darkness. Even some of the alternative newscasts are not what they seem.
Mm.
Instead of believing what one sees or hears right away, stop and feel it. Feel the energy. Is it positive? Does it feel like it's in everyone's highest and best interest? If so, one will feel it within their being. So it's so important everyone to go into their heart and feel, discern. It's not all is what it seems. There's so much that doesn't come out. Some of it's not going to be nice. But yet, just observe. Everything is in good hands. Observe and let go. Continue to anchor the light in Gaia and clear the energies in one's fields. And send love and gratitude, everyone. There are so many changes that are coming. Yet, one needs to be calm and centered to be able to navigate through these. Not every being is going to make it through this. But if it's in their contract, the soul decides at a time, then those beings will leave. Go on to the spiritual realm. That is all. There is no death. The only one one only sees the physical, they think there's death. But it's not the true self. The true self is an eternal spiritual being. Everything is decided on the soul level. So I'll repeat again. The soul decides time to leave. And that being will find events, experiences for the soul to leave. That is all. Always look beyond what one is seeing. There is so much going on behind. So pick the fear out of everyone's being. Don't let it take hold. Let go of it. Come into your heart, where you find peace and love and a centeredness. But when one's in their heart, will connect to the higher self and be guided by the higher self. Everyone that's meant to will get past this. This is the last effort, the darkness, that is on its way out. The vibrations are too high for anything that they do to take hold. It will spin and sputter, and that is all, and disappear. So hold the line, all beautiful beings, and continue to stay in your heart. Okay, that was his message.
I'm sorry, what, Jason?
That was his message. He's gone back now.
Okay, all right. I want to thank Adama so much for sharing that beautiful wisdom. And I know that you got tied up at work. I'm going to be bringing in Tom Palladino now, who has a program that does heal and prevent the coronavirus too. And it's a free program. Tom is such a beautiful angel. So I'm so glad for his work. But Jason, you're welcome to stay on if that's okay with Eric to listen. But I'd like to bring on Tom Palladino now. And Mitchie and Jill, please stay on too if you like, if it's possible. Eric, yeah, go ahead and bring on Tom if you like. Hello, Tom?
Yes.
Oh, Tom?
Yes, it's
Oh,
Tom.
Good. You're there. Oh, good. I'm so glad you could come on, Tom. Thanks so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Hi, Ted.
Hey, how are you doing, Tom?
I am excellent, Ted. I'm researching away and having great success.
Good.
So
good.
From my end, we're okay.
Good, good. Well, I've had a really interesting program today. I've had on Jill Tower from Montana, a wonderful psychic who's been talking about how we have to stay positive for the virus because giving us good positive messages. And then I had Michiko from Japan's on talking about love and gratitude from the Emotive Peace Project. And then I also have a wonderful friend of mine named Jason Armstrong from Vancouver, Canada, who's been channeling some angels and Adama on the program about the virus, about being positive. And so now you're about the best part of the program, Tom, because you've been doing fantastic work with Scalar Energy, preventing and curing the coronavirus.
That's right. That's correct, Ted. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm working with Scalar Light instruments. These are scientific instruments. And these instruments have been shown to break apart to destroy viruses, including the COVID-19 virus. So to continue on the positive vein, we're able to disassemble and eradicate viruses, including COVID-19.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. That is just amazing. And you told me the other day, Tom, that you'd had a person who actually had the coronavirus and that person was healed as a result of your program?
That's correct. That person actually had a follow-up PCR test, and the PCR test came back negative, and the person never developed the full symptomatology of the coronavirus, even though this individual was in northern Italy and attended the Milan fashion show and was exposed to people who had subsequently tested positive. So we're rather confident that what we've developed here, this scientific process, it's a surge of energy, if you will, and this administration of energy has been shown to break apart to release the molecular bonds of a germ, of a virus, and in so doing, you're no longer infected.
Oh, my goodness. That is so wonderful. Now, you're offering a free program. Could you tell people about that and how it works and what website they can go to for that, Tom?
Sure. So in light of this crisis, the coronavirus crisis, we've created a new website. It is freescalar.net. That's spelled S-C-A-L-A-R, freescalar.net. Anybody in the world can visit that website, and you register by sending us your photographs. We treat you remotely by way of your photographs. Anybody in the world can send us photographs. And in so doing, for 30 days, we will treat you and your family free, no questions asked. And during that time, on a daily basis, actually twice a day, we treat for the COVID virus, COVID-19. And we have been shown that we're quite successful in eradicating that virus. As a matter of fact, Ted, right now I have thousands of people underneath my care, and I'm working with thousands of people on a daily basis. And not one of my clients has tested positive for the COVID-19 virus.
And we have That's wonderful.
We have people. Thank you. We have people from Italy. We have people from throughout Europe, the United States, North America, even Asia. Not one person is been tested positive for the COVID virus. So I'm going on record that with all the evidence that is forthcoming, it looks like we're able to destroy the COVID virus with this energy, scalar energy. And to allay fears and, again, to keep us in a positive vein, we have a new website. It is freescalar.net. Anybody in the world, visit that website. You are able to upload your photographs at that website. Why a photograph? When we work with people, we work with them remotely, and these scalar light instruments work with people by way of your photograph. We will treat you or your family members by way of your photograph. So that's the good news. There is a solution here, and I hope if any of you want to take us up on that offer, this is some comfort for you during this coming month of April, in which many people predict the spread of this virus.
Mm-hmm. I I actually see it plateauing in the next 10 days to 2 weeks and then dropping down as fast as it rose. But and I look at it, Tom, as being no longer a threat by the end of May and things getting more or less back to normal by June. But that, you know, that's just my opinion. So but you're helping it,
confidence.
Tom.
I have that confidence, too, Ted. A lot of people don't have that confidence. But I would say with the preventative measures and as to what we're doing on our end, we're going to see at least a flattening of the curve and perhaps hopefully a significant flattening of the curve. We're not going to see that exponential spike that has been predicted by so many. So this is a means that we can help one another. Please take me up on that free offer. There's no catch here. There's no credit card involved. Ted knows of my character. I've been working with Ted for years, and we've given away free sessions for people around the world, and this does work. Maybe, Ted, you could share the corollary to that and your experience with the HIV clinic in Delhi, India.
I was in New Delhi last October, and I interviewed several families of people who had, past tense, HIV/AIDS. And they were on Tom's program varying times, between a year or 2 years. And all of them, the AIDS was virtually gone, just gone. And these were people who doctors, they were on some medications, but there was a case of a 12-year-old girl. I met her in Delhi, and she had her family with her. And when I saw her, I started crying because I realized that without Tom's program, her parents wouldn't have been alive today, that day. That's the message I got anyway. So he's been just, and Tom does this for free. All he does is he takes your picture, runs it through his machine there, the Tesla technology. And I'm not sure the frequency, but it does work. And it's been successful in getting rid of HIV/AIDS in India. I know he does it for Africa too, and now he's given, you know, telling us all about the good news about getting rid of the coronavirus. I was channeling Nikola Tesla earlier today, Tom, and I got a message that the technology exists to get rid of the coronavirus on the planet. And I think that part of the message I got from Nikola Tesla is that you have it, you've got it there. It's Tesla technology, of course. That's what it is.
That's what Scalar is. Thank you, Ted. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. we're trying to get this out, but obviously, as you well know in the listening audience, many of the technologies today that can help mankind are suppressed.
Right.
Technology, what I've developed, is suppressed. Ted and I have been friends for years, and we've tried to work mm-hmm. with every angle possible. And no matter where we turn, the powers that be will suppress this, will stifle this technology. And that just goes to show that the supposed friends out there are not our friends. They are our enemies. And it is because of this repressive government that we're under and other machinations around the world that we, the people, do not live a free and unencumbered lifestyle.
Right. Well, Tom, we've got about 2 minutes left, and I wanted to give you the rest of the time. Plus, I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Mitchie. Are you there? I want to thank you so much for coming on today.
Oh, thank you so much, Ted. Okay. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Mitchie.
Thank you so much for the work you're doing helping people.
Yes, yeah, he does. Thank you, Mitchie. Keep us in prayer.
Does beautiful work. And then I want to introduce you, Tom, to my good friend Jason from Vancouver, Canada, as well as Jill Tower out of Montana. Jill and Tom, say hi. Or Jill and Jason, say hi to Tom. We've got about a minute left. So,
good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for your support. What a team. What a good group of people. Conscious people, positive people. Let's change the world.
Absolutely.
We're doing it.
We're doing it. Yeah. And I want to give everyone Tom's website again. Please send your picture to him to prevent and heal the coronavirus. It's www.freescalar.net for a 30-day free treatment for the virus. And Tom, on behalf of everyone listening today, thank you so much for coming on and sharing this wonderful news that you've been able to cure and prevent the coronavirus. And Mitchie, thank you so much for sharing your beautiful love and wisdom. And Jason from Vancouver, thank you so much again. And Jill, thank you so much again. Thank you. And thanks to everyone listening today. I know we have a better world ahead of us, and I can't wait to talk to you next weekend. I hope you all have a beautiful and happy day. And thank you again so much for listening today. Bye-bye, everyone.